Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're going to head over now to speak to ex-special forces soldier Ollie Ollerton, and he knows more than his fair share of stuff about keeping on going. And the book's called Battle Ready, Eliminate Doubt, Embrace Courage, Transform Your Life. I need a bit of that. Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, great to have you on, Ollie.
Thank you.
Now, how's it going for you on lockdown?
Well, to be honest, and I feel a bit guilty saying it, that I'm actually enjoying lockdown, probably a little bit too much. But where I live in the UK, which is up in Shropshire, we're quite isolated anyway. But really, when I look back, it's quite ironic that the content for this book, Battle Ready, was actually written in a period, or the content was, you know, a lot of the content comes from a period where I actually self-isolated. And that was really for me to have no distractions, to focus on me. I had, you know, I had some issues I had to get control of. So really for me at the moment, you know, sorry to dive straight into this, but I really think, you know, everyone, you know, another way to look at this isolation at the moment is everyone has a golden opportunity. You will never get this opportunity, I doubt, again, to actually be able to focus on yourself and really make some changes that will last post-corona. COVID.
Is it true that, like, you said you're in Shropshire, I stayed in the Ironbridge a while ago, and you always feel like everybody around the court, somebody that around is linked to the SAS somewhere in that area.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hereford's just down the road, so I mean, that's where I did my training. But yeah, you know, it is a little bit like that, but you know, people are few and far between, so that's a good thing.
Brilliant. Now, for me, I was doing quite a lot of exercise running up to the lockdown. I was doing 4 kilometres a day, which is radical for me, and I was losing weight. But now, because we actually, until even this Sunday, we're now able to take our kids out for a walk. We're still not allowed to go out for exercise here in Spain, which I've not liked all along. I started to put the weight back on, you know, because I've turned into comfort food, Ollie, at the moment, when it comes to lockdown. You know, watch a bit of Netflix or some chocolate, and, you know.
No, the fridge, you're too close to the fridge,
yes,
aren't you?
That's it, yeah.
you need to put the fridge out. You need to have a time lock on the fridge. That's the solution right there. But it is tough. I mean, we started early on, you know, doing workouts from home. So, you know, although it's always easy to find a reason not to do it, and the way that we're wired, the way that our brains are wired, we always want to avoid stress, avoid the discomfort, and find an excuse. And that's not, you know, no one's guilty for doing that. That's just the way we're wired. But really, you know, the whole book really focuses on that, and that's what I was stuck in a habit of doing. I was repeating old cycles that weren't you know, weren't offering me anything in my sort of future, in my development. It was driving me mad. You know, I turned to alcohol, I turned to food, you know, all kind of abusive nature. And it was actually that discipline. And that's why at the moment, that's why, you know, we had an option to not launch this book at the moment. But I really think it's so valid at the moment, because it's about, regardless, it's about self-discipline.
Yeah, and mate, it's about, people, you know, are reading books at the moment. Come on.
Exactly. But, you know, these books, I'm a true believer that anything that you read is going to put an imprint on your mind. So what you have to read is something that's going to benefit you. So really, you know, it's about, you know, in this book, it's about, it gives you a schedule. It's actually a workbook as well. I'll tell you what, do you remember in the days when they had the Haynes manual?
Ford Escort Mark II.
Exactly. And when you used to get a car, you would always get a Haynes manual.
I love the Haynes manuals.
They're brilliant. And it would give you, you know, for the layman who had no understanding of how a vehicle works, it would let you do a diagnostic on the car. It would tell you everything that you needed to do, the parts you needed to buy, and it would give you the process that was needed to get that car running to the best of its ability. Well, this book is exactly that. It's the Haynes manual for the mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. So, brilliant. Now, you said you went through some issues in your life. Was this prior to going into special forces or afterwards? I mean, cause I should imagine a lot of psychological issues coming with that as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, it got kind of, I had a bizarre experience that, I mean, this is another part of the book as well. You know, I was 10 years old. I got attacked by a chimpanzee at the local circus, which is a quite crazy story, nearly killed me. And the whole point I keep going on about that story is because at 10 years old, I locked away that trauma, as we do, put a key on it and locked it away, thinking I could just compartmentalize it and forget about it. But these issues, you know, they have to be dealt with. And that sort of that attack at such an early age did affect my life. It did affect my life. And it's only recently that I've really dealt with that. I mean, it was traumatic before I got into the special forces. You know, I have to say, I mean, I don't really think there was any major incidents in the special forces that caused a lot of the problem, but it compounded the issue I already had. And then when I came out afterwards, you know, I was in Iraq for 6 or 7 years, which was, you know, I didn't think I'd come back from Iraq alive because we just had no support, no nothing, and it was like the Wild West out there. Then went on to Southeast Asia, rescuing kids from child prostitution, slavery. So I've seen some pretty nasty stuff. And then it's, you know, so there's been a lot of trauma. I can't blame the military for any of that as such. But
it's the nature of it, know. I remember doing some, because I did my church work. I'm a pastor, and I did this thing in Coventry called Street Pastors. And I remember one time a guy being thrown out of a nightclub, and we were there to see, sort of help the situation out. And he basically just come back from a tour of Iraq, and he was completely wired, and he wanted to fight with somebody in the street. You know, this is a guy who's obviously trained for his country, gone, served his country, got a, you know, high morals, wanted to serve his country, so on, do the right thing. But what now is wanting to fight people in the street with a bit of alcohol in him.
It is a bit of an issue. You know, when you're actually training people to go off to war and do things that you can't imagine, it's hard for them to then come back and then just turn the switch off.
Yeah.
You know, it's there is a lot of compounded trauma that, you know, you have the incidents, you have things that happen in your life, and you naturally don't deal with them straight away. You don't go through a process that actually deals with any of that trauma. And unfortunately, it's like a pressure cooker at some point. And regardless if you've been in the military or not, if you don't have a method and a process for offloading some of the pressure, some of the things that's going on up there in your head, then you will have issues at some point in your life.
Yeah. Okay. And I was just reading also here that establishing positive new routines. And I thought that's an interesting one now. And I think you made the right decision to get this book out now, because most of us are being forced into making new routines. So why not, while we're doing that, make them positive?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like I said at the start, you know, this is the time when we can really focus on ourselves and all the things. You know, there's so many people out there with that internal conflict. You know, they wish that they could lose weight. They wish they went to the gym more often. They wish they got the promotion at work. But the trouble is, life is so fast, they can always blame the fact they haven't got the time, you know. And now we're in this period. Yeah, it's horrendous, the circumstances. But let's look at what we can control. We can control ourselves, and we can control what you know, how we come out the back end of this. You know, so it's really important. So many people will actually be turning to booze at the moment. So many people will actually be sitting there all day long, spending all day staring at the phones. You know, and that. You know, I do feel there is going to be an aftermath after this situation of some serious mental health issues.
Well, we just had, as I said, kids have been in, and for some, ours is not as bad. We got like a 90 square square meter apartment on a top floor, and it's got some gardens which we weren't allowed into until Sunday. But then there's in Madrid, maybe, or in some of the cities, there's kids in 40 square meter top apartment, not been out for 6 weeks, mate. 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'm wondering, from what you've learned in some of the situations you've been in, you know, in some horrendous situations, that kind of fear and anxiety that can build up, which, let's face it, and I'm not trying to downplay it, where we are here in Spain at the moment, the chances of you catching coronavirus are pretty low, actually, with the numbers that are there. And yet, rightly so, we're taking precautions. That does affect people psychologically, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's it is hard when you actually, you know, when you don't, you know, it's like this enemy that you can't see, and people are trying to understand and reason with what they don't understand. You know, and it's hard. It's hard for people to you know, everyone's starting to doubt what's going on. And, you know, it just causes, I do empathize greatly for those families. You know, I'm quite privileged in the fact that I live in the country, you know, and there's open space all around me. But I really do believe that, you know, it's, when it comes to people and they're cramped in the same place, you know, they've got kids running around, they've got, you know, maybe even people that they don't really like, or maybe they've recently understood that they don't like the person they're with, whatever, they're going to have some mechanism to really sort of offload, you know, the mental space. You can do as much physical exercise, do 1,000 press-ups or whatever you want to do to try and make yourself look okay. But the thing is, it's much more important at this stage. Go to the fridge, eat what you want, but make sure if you do one thing that you offload that mental pressure. Go through a process. There's so many resources on Google, on the internet, on YouTube, meditation, anything. You know, it's just about clearing your head and getting some clarity and some focus.
Some great stuff in the book, Ollie. I'm just going to finally ask you about your work on Channel 4 as well. I know you've been working with that TV program. And it's really taken off, that show, hasn't it? Tell us a bit more about that.
It's been phenomenal. I mean, you know, we did this, we approached back in 2015 to start this SAS Who Dares Wins. And it was, you know, I thought, yeah, it's just going to be a one-off. It's just going to appeal to the people that have, you know, military wannabes. But when I actually saw the first cut, the first edit, it's really not about the military. It's about human psychology. It's about addressing so many issues that people face on a day-to-day basis. And it's just grown from strength to strength. You know, we're on a fifth, well, if you count the two celebrity versions, we're on seven episodes now. So, and it's just growing and growing. This last episode, you know, obviously you've got the lockdown to thank, but the viewing figures are just absolutely phenomenal.
I've not watched it yet, but I'm going to definitely give it a watch.
You need to go to the fridge, get yourself some ice cream, sit down and binge watch it.
That's the thing with me, is I don't mind. It's like football. I can sit and watch it with some chocolate and a drink, but, you know, that's easy to do, isn't it? And then
instead of going to play it. Exactly. Ollie, sit there and tell yourself that you could do it.
Yeah. Ollie, thanks for coming on, mate. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. In a lovely part of the world as well. I stayed in Aingate a few years ago now, and I thought, I'm from Derbyshire, which has got the lovely Peak District. I loved Aingate. I really did. I know they've had the flooding Ironbridge, yeah. They've had quite a lot of flooding around there recently, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, so. No, it's a beautiful place there. But I'm actually from Burton-on-Trent, just down
brilliant.
From Derby.
Yeah. So are you a brewer, or do you like football?
Yeah, well, I used to be. Yeah.
Well, I'm Derby County, but never mind. We've not lost for a few weeks, so we're doing all right. cheers, Ollie. Thanks for your time.
All right, Macy. Take care.
Bless you. Take care. And you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Lovely. Right, Ollie Ollerton there. Battle Ready, Eliminate Doubt, Embrace Courage, Transform Your Life. That book is available on our website. If you go to tre.radio, click on the bookshop banner, and you can find yourself a copy of the book delivered to your house here in Spain.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.